What up, what up, what up, little people, big people, all people. If you hear the sound of my voice, that means you are listening to another episode of Buffed Up Sports. Available. Should I say it again? Available on all major podcasting platforms. First thing first, I like to say, if you want to become a supporter of the show, yes, you want to financially support the show, go to anchor.fm/buffedupsports/support to become a supporter. Again, that link is anchor.fm/buffedupsports/support. If you're enjoying the podcast or you know how much work this takes, then this is the way for you to help me out and make all the work be worth it. I mean, it already is, but makes it a little sweeter, if you know what I'm saying. Now that that's said, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot to talk about. It's the mailbag episode, but before we get to the mailbag, it's a few things I want to check off the, you know, list of things to cover real quick. Recap of the NBA Finals. Obviously, Golden State won. Steph Curry got the fourth ring. Steph Curry got the first Finals MVP of his career. I'm going to make this point short and simple. I've been telling people, don't let Curry get another ring. If Curry gets another ring, then we're going to have a serious conversation. His fourth ring is already serious enough for him to be in that top 10 conversation. I don't think you can argue that anymore. You can argue, what I'm trying to say is, if somebody says, I think Steph Curry's top 10, you can't argue that. I'm not saying you have to have him in your top 10. Like, if your personal top 10 doesn't have Steph Curry, that's fine. But I feel like at this point, if someone was to say Steph Curry's top 10 all time, you can't look at them crazy, if that makes sense. So I guess you can't argue it, but you don't look at the person crazy if that's what they go with, right? I don't think it's a secret. I might not say this on the podcast, but Steph Curry, honestly, is my favorite player to watch. I'm going to go ahead and say all time. I try to say Pistons, but K's still young. And outside of K, who can I really say, oh, yeah, that's my favorite player right now? I'm sorry. It's the facts. Another reason why I like Steph Curry so much. He dethroned Jason Tatum. I'm so glad this is over, y'all. I've tried so hard to let my beef with Jason Tatum go, and I don't think I can do it. And I'm going to tell you so much throughout this episode that just adds fuel to the fire. But seeing him lose in the finals, that did satisfy me a tad bit. And for those who don't know, this is literally the second episode of my podcast I explained it. But long story short, I ran into Jason Tatum at the airport. I didn't ask for an autograph. I didn't ask for a picture. I didn't even try to shake his hand or dap him up. I literally said, what's up, Jason? The reason I know he noticed me, because my father was ways away from me. He heard my loud voice say, what's up, Jason? Mind you, me and Tatum is like maybe 5 feet away from each other. Like, we walked right past each other. I was walking towards Popeyes. He was walking out of Popeyes. That's how close we were. Anyways, all I said was, what's up? I didn't get no nod. I didn't get a what up, bro. I didn't get a dap, none of that, right? So immediately I felt disrespected. Now you could say, oh, it's the airport, or you know how celebrities are. This goes into my next point of the show. I just went to Cali. I just got back from California. Of course, I was like, oh, I hope I run into somebody here. Because it's Cali. It's like you kind of guaranteed to run into at least one celebrity. And I did. I ran into a few, right? None of them. None. Did me like how Jason Tatum did. I saw Jack Harlow. Dapped him up. Kept going. I was like, what's up, Jack? Like, he was walking out of... I was walking out of a parking structure. He was walking into it. I'm like, what's up, Jack? Dapped him up. Kept going. I ain't asked for no picture. I ain't asked for no autograph. I just dapped him up, kept going, treated him like he was a regular person. We was cool. Afion Crockett, He was in a Baggage Claim. He used to do Def Comedy Jam. He been around a minute, right? The dude from Haunted House, for y'all know, I don't beep beep Keisha. That scene, the guy that said that line, I ran into him. I was like, hey, I just watched the Martin reunion. He was like, oh man, I appreciate that. Kept going. Even Saucy Santana, who I listen to none of their music, I don't follow on social. My sister recognized Santana before I did. She was like, Santana! Santana was like, hey, whatever. It kept going. Tiana Taylor, running to her. She cool. So I ran into them four celebrities while I'm in LA. Slight flex. Point is, Jason Tatum did nothing like that. So that's why I was like, I never had respect for that man. Honestly, he got enough. I respect him as a basketball player, but I don't think I'll ever like him. There's only one way he can make this up, and that's if he come to the Pistons or if he make up for his mistake and dap me up if I was to run into him again. That's literally the only thing that can happen. Another thing I want to talk about in Cali. I like Cali. I could never move there, though. California is crazy. If y'all follow me on the gram, y'all saw the pictures I posted. But my favorite part, of course, WNBA game. How can I forget that? Candace Parker, history. I got to see history. First of all, the Sparks played the Sky. So I got to see Candace Parker go back to her home arena. I went to Crypto Arena, aka Staples Center, for the first time. Saw the statues outside the arena. Go inside. I see Kobe jerseys, because you know he got two. Hanging in the rafters. Come on, man. The championship banners. I actually made it inside Staples Center. And that was surreal within itself. But then I'm catching my first WNBA game in, 10 years? That was crazy. Candace Parker coming back to her old arena. And then on top of that, Candace Parker made history. She was the first player in WNBA history to have two triple-doubles in one season. First WNBA player in history to have three triple-doubles in a career. And I was there to witness it. So, of course, that's something that's going to last with me a lifetime as a WNBA fan. I'm going to show the WNBA so much love. I plan on doing a WNBA-only theme episode before the end of the summer. So how about that, y'all? For my WNBA fans, hit me up. I'm gonna get a whole episode dedicated to us, to the W. Free Brittany Griner. So that was probably my second favorite part of the trip. My favorite was going inside the new, it's still new, SoFi Stadium, the home of the LA Rams, LA Chargers. This stadium was where the Super Bowl was just held. So I got to go tour the stadium, literally going inside all the different suites, the different field club seats, the different sections of the stadium. Then, of course, my favorite part, I got to run through the tunnel, going to the field. I did a 40-yard dash. I caught a touchdown pass. I threw the ball about 30 yards. I didn't think I could throw that far, not gonna lie. Did all that. What else I do? I tried to kick a field goal. We're not going to talk about that. Oh, and then I went in the locker room. The Chargers and Rams locker room. Let me tell y'all, them some sweet locker rooms. I got to see Stafford locker, Aaron Donald, Justin Herbert. Oh, my goodness. And then that stadium is beautiful. I took a picture on the 50-yard line, y'all. I'm like, this is where the greatest Super Bowl halftime show happened then. That's the first thing on my mind. And I'm not going to say what I was going to say. I'm going to keep that to myself. But just know the stadium will be with me forever. That's all you need to know. So next, let's get into what I really want to get into this episode. Here's the mailbag episode. I'll let all my listeners submit as many questions as they want, and I will try to answer them all. So here we go. Start off with first question from Zeke. Shout out my boy Zeke. How many wins do you think the Pistons will get? And what is your definition of a great year? So I forgot to cover. We're not going to talk free agency on this episode because it's coming out, or should I say, I'm recording literally 40 minutes before free agency officially begins. So I didn't want to talk about free agency just for all the news to come out after I record. Plus, your boy going to be a little occupied the next few weeks. So, disclaimer, I don't know when Buffed Up Sports is going to be back, but it'll be back soon. I don't think it'll be back in 2 weeks. We'll see. But whenever I'm back, I will cover all the free agency talk, especially Pistons related. So don't worry. But anyway, back to the question. How many wins do you think the Pistons get? And what is the definition of a great year? I say the Pistons get more than 30 wins under 40. I don't see us making the playoffs, but I definitely could see us making a play-in as like a 10th seed. That would be nice. Even if we're like playing for a play-in spot, so we finish 11 and 12, I think that's a good year. I think a great year is getting in the play-in, though. And an excellent year is the playoffs. So that's your answer for that. Thanks, Zeke. Next question comes from my boy Rob. What is the Pistons ceiling? If you're talking about this upcoming season, then that's the same answer that I just gave Zeke. But if you're talking about the next few years, I'll tell y'all what. Everybody keeps saying 2024 is the season the Pistons gonna make a run, or at least try to make some noise. That 2023-2024 season is when I graduate college. All I'm saying is, if the Pistons happen to go to the finals and win it all the year I graduate, that would be the greatest gift of all time. But yes, I want the Pistons to be competing by 2024 for sure. Let's utilize Cade, or let's utilize winning while Cade is here. Let's try to make some noise, man, by then. Let's get like maybe one more season of not making the playoffs, but then, yeah, 2023-2024, I'm going to be ready to make the playoffs. Miles Bridges rumors. Do you think the Pistons going to get him? The Pistons are for sure not getting Miles Bridges unless he takes the deepest pay cut. But then again, Miles Bridges, I'm sure you've heard by now, got us some trouble. We'll see how this ages because, you know, the NBA changes so fast. By the time y'all listen, who knows what's going to happen with Miles Bridges. Jaden Ivey, will he fit? Yes. Oh, and this comes from Hunter. Both of these questions, the Miles Bridges one and the Jaden Ivey one. Hunter says, will Jaden Ivey fit? Yes. I'm excited to see Jaden Ivey with the Pistons. As I talked about in the last episode, he got Detroit roots. He had his mom play for the Shock. He had his grandfather play for the Detroit Lions. Even his dad played at Country Day. So Detroit roots, he said he wanted to come here. So any player that want to be here, cool. Because we only want players that want to be here. If you ain't trying to be here, we don't want you. So I believe Jaden Ivey would do whatever he can to make things fit in Detroit. What do I think about Money in the Bank? Ooh, that's a wrestling question. And of course it comes from May. What up, May? Money in the Bank. I don't know who I want to win Money in the Bank because I don't want the title off Bianca Belair. And I don't want the title off Roman Reigns, even though Roman Reigns needs to start wrestling a little more. Oh, speaking of wrestling, y'all, I just went to my first AEW show, Blood and Guts. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Just look up AEW Blood and Guts 2022 Detroit. It ain't WWE. This is not for little kids. This match was crazy. People falling off cages, people getting hit with kendo sticks. It was just, I don't even think I can talk about everything I saw. Even the crowd is different. You know, WWE is a PG product. AEW is TV-14, but the crowd is definitely not TV-14. Like, the things I heard last night, I wouldn't even repeat at all. Like, even if I was with my friends, I wouldn't repeat half the stuff they were saying. Off the chain, bro. But yeah, AEW's fun. I am looking forward to Money in the Bank. Y'all know me, I'm a wrestling fan, so I will be watching. What's up with Serena Williams and the Black Tape? This comes from Jamie. Serena Williams is the GOAT. She can do whatever she wants. But dog, I guess the black tape is for her sinus issues. It don't look like it worked though, because she got knocked out in the first round, sadly. So next question comes from my mama. LeBron leaving the Lakers. Will he leave the Lakers? My mom hates LeBron James, and it's funny because my godmother loves LeBron James. So you can see the discussions they have sometimes. But as far as LeBron go, nobody know what LeBron gonna do. He always switching teams every few years or stuff don't go his way. Then he claims he's whatever team drafts his son, he's going there. I don't see a LeBron trade happening because it would be like the craziest trade of all time. Even though we probably about to see the craziest trade of all time with Kevin Durant, where do you see the Detroit teams in 10 years? You never know with the Lions. You never know with the Tigers. I thought the Tigers were in the right direction. They're not looking so hot. I'm confident in the Red Wings because they have some young pieces. They have some young players. My boy Mo, y'all Red Wings fans got to help me out because I'm still learning the last names and first names because them hockey names be a little tricky for your boy. But I know his first name, Mo. He won the Rookie of the Year. I think it's called the Carter Roll Award. The Carter. Am I saying it right, y'all? I don't know. I ain't even about to look it up. Bad podcasting, but it's authentic podcasting. Point is, I know Mo won the Rookie of the Year. So, hey, the Red Wings going to be on something. The Pistons got a lot of young players. They about to be on something. Lions, I like what Brad Holmes doing, but the Lions is cursed. Tigers, I don't like what their front office is doing. And then it doesn't help that, again, had some decent expectations for the Tigers this year, and they have completely let me down. So who knows with them? And where do you see the podcast in 10 years? Ooh, I like that one. I would love to be on the radio with Buffalo Sports in 10 years or even have my own show on FS1 or ESPN, CBS Sports Network, you know, NBC Sports Network somewhere. But if nothing else, I'd love to have Buffalo Sports on the radio in 10 years, hopefully. Or at least Buffalo Sports be like, That Detroit sports podcast, you feel me? Like that one everybody know it. Like, I might not be known in Chicago famous, but if I'm walking on Woodward or something, people gonna know who I am type famous. So I would love to get that recognition for the podcast. So those last two questions come from Jaden. Thank you, Jaden. Oh, one more question from Jaden. How do I feel about the Detroit teams and their GMs and how they are doing in regards to building for the future? So that kind of goes with your last question, Jaden. I say I'm approving of the Red Wings job so far. The Lions, time will tell, but they're looking good. The Tigers, I don't know if it's bad management or the players just not panning out, or I know the Tigers haven't dealing with injury problems, so that's an issue. Then the Pistons, I think Troy Weaver deserves GM of the year right now. Like, that's the team I'm the most confident in at this point, the Pistons, because when you think they're down and out, here comes Troy Weaver making like a crazy move. You like, how in the world did he pull this off? Like, he mean business. He don't do this for play. He be for real. This ain't for play with him. Thank you, Jaden. Who's winning the Super Bowl this year? I tell you who it ain't. It ain't gonna be our Detroit Lions. Lord have mercy. If the Lions do, y'all could cancel. You know, a lot of schools, when they team play in the Super Bowl, win or lose, they cancel school the next day. Let the Lions make the Super Bowl. Let the Lions win a Super Bowl. In fact, win or lose, just cancel the whole week, because we either going to be so high of excitement that nobody going to be able to focus, or we going to be so low and just sad that ain't nobody going to be able to focus. But I feel like it'll be even crazier if we win, because say the Lions went to the Super Bowl and like got smacked, a lot of us would be like, hey, at least we finally made it. We did that much. But I will say, I was playing Madden one day, and Lions went to their first Super Bowl, threw a pick six as the clock expired, we lost. Now, if that was to happen in real life, then yeah, go ahead, cancel the whole week. In fact, cancel the whole month, because I think the city would be too depressed to bounce back from that. You know what I'm saying? So, but to answer your question, who do I think is winning the Super Bowl? I feel like you always got to have Tom Brady in the mix. Who knows what the Packers going to do? I'm a big Patrick Mahomes fan. More on him in a minute. I'm a Patrick Mahomes fan, but I don't think the Chiefs will have enough. And then I guess you can't count out the Rams either. They keeping Aaron Donald. Stafford's back. Who knows what's up with them? That comes from the legend himself, the host of the Pro Wrestling Talk for Pistons Fan Podcast, Doc Joe Brown. Ooh, this is a question I like. What do you think about Imani Bates going to EMU, aka Eastern Michigan University? First of all, y'all got me on Twitter. Y'all know what's up. If you even got me on Instagram, you know what's up. I'm always repping the 734. Like, I'll probably tweet hashtag 734 every single day. So, that's the one thing. Apparently, me and Imani grew up in the same neighborhood. I have yet to confirm that, but I'm going off what people have told me, which pretty reliable, but I just never seen him around. That's the only reason why I was like, yet to confirm. Plus, I don't even think he lives in the neighborhood anymore anyway, is what I've been told. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is, I'm actually going to EMU. I'm starting in the winter. So the winter semester, start of 2023, I'll be at EMU. So I'm excited. Everybody's laughing like, ah, he went from Memphis to Eastern Michigan. I'm like, cool, I get to watch him in person. Let's see what's up. I get front row seats to this action. Only problem is I'm mad because y'all know the season start towards the end of the fall semester, so I won't have my student discount and whatnot yet. But at least I get to catch him from January, February, and March. At least I, because he probably entered the draft after that. So I'm like, at least I get to see that much of him. I hope somebody sends this out to him, because I've tried and tried and tried to get him on the podcast. I know he's not too big on interviews. His dad has made that known before. I'll even take his dad on, though. So, Mr. Bates, if you listening, come on. We'll take you. We'll take both of you. I will send y'all the list of questions before we even record, so I don't throw no curveballs. I shouldn't do this, but I'll even let y'all listen to the edited version before I put it out. Like, whatever it takes. Let's make this happen. I've been trying to get on this for at least a good year or two. I'm going to talk more about Imani on a future episode, though, because we got some things cooked up. That's not Imani tea, so don't think it's that. Like, I'm not nowhere near that. I'm not going to lie. I got people that's connected to him, but they all come back with the same thing. He low-key. I try. Y'all need to try harder. And Imani, you watched my story before. Come on, man. Stop playing with me. Two boys from Ipsy, we trying to make it out of here. Dang. Got me begging. Ain't too proud to beg.
Yo, my name is Micaiah. I'm a stylist at Carissa Infinitive. You can book with me or look me up on IG at MicaiahTheStylist_. Also, you can expect to see me on the podcast at Buffed Up Sports with RJ.
What are three big goals you have for your podcast besides naming people you want to be on it? Ooh, perfect timing. But wait, I'm wrong. I'm doing the question wrong. It's three big goals you have for the podcast besides naming people you want on it. Excuse me. I was about to name three people that I do want. Sorry. Wait. Backtrack. That EMU question comes from my boy Kenji. Follow him on Twitter at @TrademarkTaz. Back to the three goals question. The three goals I have for this podcast is to, one, start making money off of it. So if y'all want to support, y'all know where to do it. Two, let's see. What do I want? What do I want for Buffed Up Sports to be on the radio / TV? That would be nice. Third goal. Okay, I got it. I would love to make the transition from the audio only podcast and expand, stay audio, but expand into the video world. I would love to have Buffed Up Sports eventually become video so y'all can see me talking, if nothing else, for episodes where I have guests on. Cause I don't want y'all just looking at me if it's by myself. Y'all should see what I be dressed up in when I'm recording sometimes. When I say a bum, especially when I had the waves, it was just me and the durag sometimes. Little durag shorts, whatever. We was recording. Just vibes. So those are my three big goals. What I say, radio, TV, make money, video. Cool. I guess that go with TV. Y'all get the point. So those are... So I guess more specifically with video, YouTube. Go to YouTube. All right. That comes from AJ. Shout out AJ. And y'all got to follow AJ on his YouTube channel. Quick plug for him. Y'all can find AJ on YouTube at YBNGAJAY. It's like Young AJ. Y'all can find him again at YNVGAJAY. Go tap into his YouTube channel. He been doing that since we was in high school. He's still going with it. So shout out to him. All right. Last barrage of questions. I'm going to do these ones rapid fire. I'm going to try to be as quick as possible with them. These all come from my boy, Evan B. Shout out, Evan. All right, let's get it. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Hopefully working for a local TV station, radio station, talking sports. Pretty much self-said there. Celebrity crush, Bianca Belair, hands down. How have I grown mentally, physically, and spiritually since COVID started? Mentally, started off rocky, but now I feel like I'm in a better space, I'd say. Physically, again, up and down. I was working out, then I wouldn't. Then I was back at it again. Spiritually is probably where I make the most improvement, though. Y'all know I'm a Christian. Try to be at least, like, no. Let me not play around like that. But in all seriousness, trying to do my thing right there. No doubt about it. Next, favorite non-Detroit teams in the four major sports. I'm going to start off with hockey. Y'all know I don't know too much about hockey. I say that all the time because I mean it. I don't have a favorite team outside the Red Wings. It's hard enough to give me the name teams outside the Red Wings. So, I don't know. Maybe the Lightning? I don't know one player on the Lightning. But I do know that's where Steve Waugh came from. When I went to Tampa a few years ago, I think it was right after the Lightning won. So, I was... in the parade or caught the parade, I think it was. Unless it was just some day at the park they had. But I know that boy was on jam. So I'm gonna go with the Lightning because they know how to throw in a party. Baseball. As a Tigers fan, I shouldn't say this. But Yankees always been my backup team. And it's really due to Derek Jeter. But he got Michigan roots, so y'all can't trip on me. But Derek Jeter was my guy. So, oh, and Mariano Rivera, that was my guy too. And Curtis Granderson went to the Tigers. I mean, to the Yankees when he left the Tigers. So, I'm going to go Yankees. NFL, that one switches. As a Lions fan, I say you're always due to have at least one backup team. So, I try to pick my backup team before the season starts. The Chiefs became my backup. I'm probably going to go back to the Chiefs. Because as I mentioned earlier, Patrick Mahomes probably my favorite non-Lion player. I guess he's my favorite player, period, because not too many players on the Lions that I could say my favorite right now. And then the Rams were, of course, my favorite last season, but it's like Stafford got the ring now, so I'm done rooting for them. I mean, I guess... if it come down to it, you know what? No, I'm not going Chiefs. I'm going Rams. Stafford put up with our mess for too long. He deserved more than one. I'm going Rams. That's my backup team, at least for this next season. When he leave, assuming Patrick Mahomes still playing, I'm going to the team he with. Then for the NBA, my backup team. So I'm going to go back to Golden State because light skins. Like, no. They do got all the light skins on that team, man. They got Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole, Steph Curry. I told y'all Steph Curry my favorite. So Warriors, my favorite non-Detroit team in basketball. Lastly, the greatest athlete of all time. I try not to get myself in this conversation because I feel like it's not fair for me to answer due to me not being around for certain athletes. Like, I wasn't around to see Muhammad Ali, because I'm sure I would say Muhammad Ali was the greatest if I was around. But if you ask me, like, in the world of boxing, I got stuck with heavyweights like Deontay Wilder. So that's one thing. This is tough, though. All right, y'all ready for a crazy one? What I think, or who I think is the greatest athlete? Floyd Mayweather. Mic drop. Mic picked up. Seriously, I'm going to go Floyd Mayweather because, which, by the way, last thing about LA, I miss Floyd Mayweather by an hour. The hotel he stays at, I walked by, they said about an hour before or an hour after he had left. And I think he was about to pull back up because I saw some guys in some TMT gear as I was walking by the hotel. Just saying. But anyway, he was undefeated his whole career. You know, he left many fights without a cut. He pretty much dominated majority of his fights. He left the game healthy. That's one thing. And the reason I went Floyd Mayweather, because I think boxing is probably the hardest sport to compete in because of the conditioning alone, the physical effect it brings to your body. Like, you have to be conditioned to just the last 12 rounds. A championship fight is 12 rounds, y'all, right? 3 minutes, 12 rounds. You have to be conditioned enough to do that much. To stay on your toes for 12 3-minute rounds. That's hard enough within itself. Then you're throwing punches. That could tire you out. Then you're taking punches. And not only are you getting hurt, you're affecting your whole life. Like, your life after boxing. That's why a lot of boxers now are starting to retire young. Because they like, I don't want to stay in the game too long and mess myself up. That's why I applaud Floyd. Because he didn't necessarily retire young. He retired like 40 or right before 40. But for him to be in the game 20 years and never really get too much damage done to him, that's an accomplishment. Floyd Mayweather is my greatest athlete of all time. And I appreciate y'all listening to the mailbag episode. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is the same for both accounts at RJ_Hunt36. Send me a friend request on Facebook at RJ Hunt. Thank you for listening. I hope you come back to hear more episodes. If you can, please subscribe, leave a rating, and leave a review, please, because I love to hear the feedback, please. And if you love today's episode, again, send it to a friend. Send it to 2 friends, 3 friends. What if you ain't got friends? Send it to your cousins. I'm sure you got a cousin. Come on now, find somebody. Now, if you want to financially support the show, go to anchor.fm/buffedupsports/support. to become a supporter today. Again, that link is anchor.fm/buffedupsports/support. Become a supporter today, please. Now just remember to follow these words: spread love, keep your chest out, hold your head up, show off them pretty teeth, don't you worry about a thing. Until next time, y'all be good out there. I don't know when Buffed Up Sports gonna be back, but it's gonna be back soon. God bless you all. Peace.